Hello, everyone. I'm here to talk a little bit about some trends in the open source space that I find troubling and that I think are making the open source industry move in ways that we had never intended. And they are things that trouble me a little bit. I'm worried about how open and how much collaboration and innovation are going to be happening over the next few years if these trends continue. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that today. But I'm going to start with an introduction. My name's Matt. Matt Yakovit. I work for Percona. I am the head of open source strategy, or the hoss, if you will, of Percona. I've been here for over 11 years. If you're not familiar with Percona, we offer open source database solutions, software, and services. We've been doing that for quite a while. I have over 15 years in the FOSS space. I've worked with companies like MySQL AB, Sun Microsystems, Percona, and Mattermost. Most of my time has actually been in the DBA and the sysadmin space. A lot of the backend infrastructure. I have contributed to different projects over the years. And you can find my email here if you'd like to follow up, ask questions. I'm happy to get on a phone call, get on a Zoom, talk to you guys about this topic or other topics that might be near and dear to my heart. And you can also follow me on Twitter. So without further ado, let me kind of walk through my goal. Really, what I'd like to have come out of this session is for all of us to understand this march towards commercialization in the open source space and what it's doing to us. You see, I think that what's happening is we are being pulled into a direction where money and shareholders are now ruling the roost. They're driving what people think open source should be. And I'm worried that the innovation and the collaboration that we all love in the open source space is at risk because of it. And so we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the dangers. We're going to talk about the reasons. And hopefully by the end of this talk, you'll get a full understanding of where I see things moving. And then we can continue conversations after this on potentially how to fix it. So I want to start with something near and dear to my heart. See, I am a child of the 80s, so I was born in 76. I grew up with Saturday morning cartoons. My favorite cartoon is actually over here, is Transformers. And so Transformers was by far my favorite. In fact, Transformers came on at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, which meant that every Saturday morning for several years, I was up at 6:30 to watch Transformers. And of course, I bought into all of the hype, including wanting all the toys. And I would just ask, can I have Transformers? Can I have Transformers? And of course, the one time of year when you can.